of receiving and distribution centers. There are just two across the country because they're not really in demand across the national territory, and the low number of vagrant children on the streets. In March of this year, UNICEF experts conducted an assessment, and in March they saw a variation in the numbers of such vagrant children between 3 to 5. So there were 3, the next day there were 4, then it went back down to 3. So they are held in these centres until a decision is taken, or until the relatives are found, or until they can be returned to a boarding institution if they have run away from such an institution. So we can't really talk about a mass problem due to a lack of beds or places. So the number changes, 3, 4, or 5. Sometimes during the holidays, it can be as much as 6 or 7 when children are sometimes lost. As regards the periods during which they are in such institutions, they are not closed. These are social institutions where children can be housed for up to 1 month, but not more than that. Then there was a question about teenage suicides in places of imprisonment or deprivation of liberty. In Turkmenistan, we have one just colony, an educational establishment for minors. Here, over the past 20 years, there has not been one single incident of suicide. As regards children held in such establishments, I do have some statistics. For example, when Irina Arumova, the UNICEF expert, visited, there were 85 minors held. After her visit, 1 year later, there were 68, according to the Ombudsman report. So there is a trend for the numbers of children to fall. And I can confirm that the majority of persons held are not minors. That is to say, the legislation allows people up to 21 to be detained. For minors, they may just have a couple of years before the end of a sentence. Instead of moving them to a penitentiary establishment for adults, they are left there with the same conditions provided for minors if they've been serving a term there up until the age of 18. They stay after 18 also for a few years. As regards the Ombudsman has the authority to visit all closed and open establishments in the country, including rehabilitation centers, police, jails, military units and facilities, and so on and so forth. Thank you. I'd also like to bring responses to the question about criminal liability for minors.